Welcome to the Blooming Podcast. This is a short episode, but mighty, so pay attention. So many times you aren't doing what you know you should be doing. You aren't taking action where you know you are. It's your duty to be taking action there for your kids, for yourself, for your health, for your relationship, for your business, for your money, for your family. You're not showing up the way you need to. And a lot of times I've seen this huge misconception get in the way. And it's this like double, it's this pesky little lie that it needs to be simple. And then there's this other side of the coin that when it is simple, you doubt it. And so let me explain the first one. It needs to be simple. It can't be complicated. If it's hard, when it feels hard, oh, this is too hard. It's too painful. I'm not going to do it. It should be simple for me. Okay. It should be simple. You want it simple. You want it easy. You want it pain-free. You want it to be fast and you want it now. And when it doesn't come simply, when it doesn't come fast, when it doesn't give you the results that you want or that you expected in the time frame that you want, when it's painful, when it takes longer, when you're in that workout and you're like, why do I have to do this? It shouldn't be this hard. And guess what? It is. When you say it shouldn't be this hard, it should be simple, you are resisting right now. You're resisting what is, and that's when you suffer. But when you admit to yourself that this is hard, maybe it's not hard for other people, but it is hard for me, and it's painful, and this sucks. And it's really about honoring what is and just accepting it instead of trying to make it something it's not. Things don't have to be easy. Yeah, maybe you feel that way because you've already endured so much stuff that you want this one to be easy. And let's just face it, life is good and life is hard. There's a lot of easy stuff and there's a lot of difficult stuff. There's a lot of challenging stuff. But just because you've had it hard doesn't mean you automatically deserve now to have it easy. Why? Why? God never said it was going to be easy. He just said he was going to fill you and remind you of your strength and your power to get it done. That he was going to be there for you to rely on him to get it done. So this lie that you tell yourself when it's hard, when it's difficult, when it's taking longer, when you're not getting the results you want, when you have a day where nothing goes right and you're like, why is it like this? It's like this because things that are difficult grow your muscles. Things that are difficult grow your character. And your character is a big muscle that maybe right now isn't at the place where you know it should be. And I want to offer that. It's difficult because it's growing you. It's difficult because you haven't learned the lesson. Because it's only that when you learn the lesson that things, like you pass the test. The test feels hard, not because it should be easy, but because some things are difficult and you just haven't done this before. It's new or it's different or it's with a different person or it's just a different level. This is a new level of growth. And so it's going to be hard. You're not entitled to easy. Some things are easy. Some things are not. And if you remembered that, if you could take that principle that some things are easier, some things are difficult, but I have the ability to get through it. If I just remind myself that just because it's difficult doesn't mean that it's impossible. Just because it's difficult or challenging doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I'm not going to get the fruits of this labor. So when it's difficult, remind yourself of the truth. I have done difficult things before. Think of all the things that you've like accomplished and you've experienced that when you look back, you were like, dude, that was so hard, but I got through it. And if I got through that, I can get through this. And even if this is harder than that, I know that if I got that, like what lessons did that experience teach me? If I got through that, what did I learn about myself? What mindset did I have there that got me here, that got me through it? What actions did I take? What feelings did I have to be feeling? What thoughts did I have to be reminding myself of constantly to get through it? What actions did I have to take over and over and over again? And what did I need to stop doing? More importantly, what did I need to stop doing? Do you need to stop complaining? Do you need to stop hanging around people that are going to just gas you up and co-sign on all your negative crap? Your environment is so important, and who you have around you is so important. Are you next to people that just co-sign your complaining? Because you don't need that right now. You need someone that sees and knows the best in you, and I see that in you. I know that if you're listening to this, you're somebody who seeks development. You're somebody who always wants to grow. So you're somebody that needs to up your environment and your thoughts and your feeling, everything that it takes to get to that next level. So what did your past experiences that were difficult that you went through that taught you a lot? What did you learn from those experiences? What did those experiences teach you about yourself and the world? And how can you apply them here? Because things are difficult. Things are challenging. Stop asking for things to be simple. Start looking and creating an experience where you are stronger and more flexible, more adaptive, more open-minded, more resourceful, more humble to get the resources you need to make this thing happen. How do you need to think differently right now? Sorry, my girls are in the other room. It's summertime. So that's the first thing I want you to consider. It's going to be difficult. You are not entitled to easy. Some things are easy, but this one obviously isn't. Stop trying to make it something it's not. It's not easy. It is difficult for you. But what attributes that you have in you already are you going to bring to this situation? And then the other nasty little sneaky little thing that I notice that you guys do, and I notice this because I hear it on my coaching calls, I see it all day in my DMs. When it's simple, when there is a simple solution to the problem, when you ask for simple, when you're like, I want it to be simple, and then someone gives you the answer, someone gives you the strategy, and it is simple, you don't do it. You doubt it. You can't believe that it can be that simple. It is the most contradictory thing possible. You are literally saying, this is difficult. I want it to be simple. Why is it challenging? And when I say, you're right. Look at the solution is here. And it's actually just A, B, and C. And there's simple little things that you need to do. And when someone gives you something simple, the thing that you asked for, you freaking doubt it. You can't have it both ways. You don't get to say you want it simple, and when someone gives you a simple solution, you freaking doubt it. You are literally sabotaging. You are literally getting in your own freaking way. This is like the old me when I was dating, and when a guy would get on my nerves, because not even get on my nerves, he was so into me. He liked me. He paid attention. He called. He texted. He asked me out. He wanted to know what I wanted, and then he would give it to me, and I'd be like, oh, he's all into me. When I wanted attention and I wanted love and I wanted somebody to show me affection and I wanted somebody to treat me well, when someone did, I pushed it away and said, ew, there's something wrong with them because they're into me. No, that is disorganized thinking. Notice if you're doing that. Notice if you want it to be simple, someone gives it. You find God literally lands, like the simple solution lands on your lap. And you doubt that it's simplicity. Why are you doing that? And I'm going to tell you why. Because you're not happy there and you're not happy here. When someone gives you simple, you doubt simple because you're not used to simple. That's the only thing. You're just not used to simple. But I want you to give yourself a chance to try the simple and see that it works. You're used to chaos. So when someone gives you simple, you don't believe it because simple has never worked for you before. It's not even that simple hasn't worked. You've always just done the chaotic, long, hard hours, complicated, chaos, anxious, overwhelming, overthinking way to success or to results. And because that's what's worked, now when someone says, you just need to do this, and you're like, I want that. I really want that to be true. Notice that a part of you wants it. But when you go to do it, your brain and your body starts like, it can't be that simple. It can't be that simple. No. And then you reject the simplicity that you freaking asked for. You can't have it both ways. You can't want it simple. And when someone gives you simple, you don't do it. So notice that when simple arrives, you doubt it. And the reason you're doubting it is simply because you're used to challenging. You want simple, but you're used to the challenge. You're used to difficulty. You're used to chaos. And all you need to remind yourself in that moment is, I'm used to chaos. I'm used to doing it with hard work, long hours, painful, like never getting results. And that's been the norm. But I don't want that norm anymore. I do want simple. So I'm going to give myself an opportunity to try the simple and do the simple. Not try, do it. I hate the word try. Try is like not a word I use in my vocabulary anymore. Don't get that word out of your vocabulary, by the way. I said that in the previous episode, I think. So, when we use the word try, we're basically just telling our subconscious mind, don't get results. Just keep on staying in doing, never in results. And just stay in action, never get results. Stay in the running, never get to the finish line. So get the word try. Like, I am doing, I can do it, I will do it, right? So notice that when you get the simple, when you sign up for the program and the result, the things that the person, like, I, this has happened in Bloom. When I get people to sign up, when people decide to join Bloom and then they start, and the program is what it is. The steps are, these are the modules. And it's like, this is the solution. Like, I have to do this. And it seems so simple that you're doubting it. You're doubting that simplicity works. Simplicity works. People don't believe that because you're just used to doing chaos. And simple, the reason simple works is because you have to keep on doing it. And when you realize, oh, simple works, but I have to show up every day. You don't want to show up every day and do the simple and then you sabotage and not even give yourself the chance to start. Like working out. I've been working out 6 days a week. I'm like 6 days a week. And my body has made such huge transformations in just like a month. And all I did was work out for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Simple workouts. 30 minutes. And I've gotten good results. And I've also noticed that I'm not pushing myself enough. So I know that I'm going to get a personal trainer in September because, one, I want to give myself a chance to do this work myself first, get as far as I can with myself, and I'm giving myself a deadline because I know that I want to show myself that I can push myself a little harder. I'm giving myself, like, I'm not being as hard on myself as I could be because, let's face it, working out is really, really difficult. And I know an accountability partner or a trainer will help me get like to that deeper place of working hard. And who knows, maybe because I build up my muscle from these first couple months, that come September, I will be able to do a lot more on my own. And I maybe won't even need a personal trainer. But personal trainers do and coaches do get you to a level that you're not able to get to yourself because you have blind spots. Trainers know bodies more than I do. They could probably tell me that I'm doing something wrong. And that's why I'm not working a certain muscle group. They see things that I'm not doing. So I probably will hire the trainer now that I think about it. But never mind. I'm doing it. Notice when the simple, because it's simple, but it requires you to be patient and the results don't come as quick and they don't come as fast and they don't come in the amount that you want. That's why you stop. Because you know there's going to be tweaks that you have to make. And you just want chaos because it feels like you're doing more. You feel like you're making stuff happen. No. It doesn't. So notice that you complain about wanting it simple. You're not entitled to it. Things are hard. And then when someone does give you simple, you doubt it because you're used to chaos. What are you going to do moving forward? What are you going to remind yourself that's necessary to know moving forward so you don't get in your own way again? It can be things are difficult. Life is 50-50. There is easy and there is hard. And this particular thing is hard. But what about me do I know that will help me get through this hard? What traits do I have? What proof do I have in my past that I've done that I can bring to this scenario? If I did A, B, and C, if I've done these things in the past, I can do this thing. I can do hard. I can get past hard. And then take a moment to, maybe you can find some proof too with other people that you see doing this and just see them continue, keep them in your focus. Excuse me, keep them in your focus, in your line of sight, so you can see them show up all the time doing the thing that you want, so you can get some proof. If they could do it, I can do it. They did that. It was hard for them too. It wasn't easy. And stop thinking that people just have it easy, because they don't. If it's difficult for you, it's difficult for them too. That's another lie people tell each other or tell themselves. So how are you going, what do you have in you that will make it easy? And when you do find a simple solution, what are you going to tell yourself in that moment? What do you need to remind yourself of when you doubt the simple and you don't, and you want to avoid the simple? You have to notice that you're used to difficult. You're used to challenging. You're used to hard. You're used to long hours. And when it's simple, when it's easy, your body resists it because that's not what it's used to. It doesn't know that simple will work. Give yourself the opportunity to let simple work for you. Do it. Show up and do it. Give yourself 30 days to just do the simple and see what results it garners for you. Try it out. You've got this. You have the ability. Everything is in you. Nothing is outside of you. You have everything in you. Sometimes you just need the people around you to bring that out of you. And that's what I love about Bloom, is that I don't give you all these new structures, like frameworks and ideas and all this crazy new stuff. I do introduce new concepts and things to you, but so many of them are things that you just need to be reminded of. And mostly what we do in Bloom is we just unlearn the negative. I am doing reprogramming and removing the old negative thoughts that you have. So sorry, my girl's in the back. So Bloom is about, because it's not enough just to bring in new concepts. You have to remove the old, or else it's like a clogged toilet. Yeah, you stopped the water from overflowing, right? Let's say your toilet overflowed. And now you cleaned it all up, you cleaned up the mess from it, but you can't flush the toilet because it's clogged. You need to clean out the old crap in there to make room for the new, for it to work again. And that's what Bloom is about. It's about cleaning up the old, cleaning up all the limiting beliefs, all the limiting behaviors, all the limiting thoughts, all the limiting emotions that you're used to feeling, and cleaning that up, removing it all so it makes room. And I help you relearn and remember the truth. So if you're interested in working with me in Bloom, click below, join today. Bloom is open to join. So many of you listen to this podcast because you want the free and the easy. You want to just get the ideas and take them in, and then you don't even use them. You don't apply it. You're not applying it. I want you to consider that you're not applying this work because you're not taking it seriously, because you're not invested in it. You just get it for free in your ears, and you're just like, it's there. Annabelle will give me something new next week. How different would your life look if you actually invested in yourself and put your money where your mouth is, put your money behind your actions, and had somebody keep you accountable, and you were around, and you women that are just like you that want and are doing the personal growth and development because they know that they deserve it, but they need a support. They need accountability. They need new people. They need to get rid of the people that just gas you up and co-sign all your drama, all your chaos. This is the program for you. If you want new, clean, different growth, actual getting things done and actually getting results, join now. Stop just listening and not applying this stuff. I want you to experience the truth about you, but the truth of the potential that's in you, instead of you doubting it every day. Click below. I'll see you next week.